overlap in the health of men and women, Yu says factors such as the female menstrual cycle make a big difference in how women develop and function. For example, their body performance changes when there's an influx of hormones like estrogen and progesterone.
Because of those fluctuating levels of hormones, there might be periods of time in which theoretically, you might be more primed to put on muscle if you're doing strength training. There might be periods of time, because estrogen always kind of also makes you kind of energetic in a way too, where you feel better when you're working out. There might be times where your body metabolizes carbohydrates or fat differently, and that could potentially affect, again, how you feel depending on the type of exercise that you're doing.
Sound complicated? It is, which is why you couldn't believe the lack of data on women's bodies. And this issue isn't confined to just sports medicine. Dr. Nisa Goldberg is a cardiologist and clinical professor of medicine at New York University Grossman School of Medicine. She says that much of the public's knowledge on heart health is based on studies of men.
First of all, men were making most of the decisions for most of the research projects. But also, when they would do laboratory studies using rats, they would only use male rats because they would say that they were concerned about the influence that different hormonal changes would have on the research. Well, that's the point. We need to know this information. Otherwise, we're leaving good health care away from 50% of the population.
Yu adds that this approach is still upheld by some scientists.
When I asked researchers, why aren't you studying women? Like, what's going on here? Most often the answer is that it's because of the menstrual cycle, right? Because as scientists, they want to eliminate any possible variable, right? They're interested in finding, does Y affect X and does that lead to Z, right? And so they need to get rid of anything that could potentially muddy the waters. Fluctuating hormones is something that muddies the waters, right? So like, it's just easier to study men because you don't have that same hormonal interference. If they did study women, it would be more expensive, take more time. They have to like test and, you know, account for where they are in the cycle and how that might affect this. So it's just easier to not include women.
This lack of study around women means that many of the recommendations in place today don't factor in how their bodies respond differently to men's. One prime example are the signs of a heart attack. If you immediately think of chest pain or discomfort in the neck or jaw, you're only thinking of the typical signs in men. While women can also have these feelings, they have a much longer list of symptoms.
They feel so short of breath, like they've run a marathon, but they haven't really moved at all. They could faint and collapse. The chest discomfort, there's a real thought that the chest discomfort has to occur on the left side, but it can occur anywhere above the waist. And sometimes people have it lower down in their chest. So they easily mistake it as a stomach ailment and try taking antacids or something.
But possibly the biggest difference is that Goldberg says women feel mild symptoms about 6 weeks before they have a heart attack. Goldberg has been recognized as a pioneer of women's heart health for decades. She noticed early on in her career that more often than not, women weren't being heard.
I remember when I was in my first job, I was asked to do a stress test on a woman who worked at my hospital. She told me the story that she had been to 5 doctors and was told a range of things like, you're stressed out, you need to relax. One gave her a prescription for Valium. Another one told her to go on vacation. And finally, one of my colleagues admitted her to the hospital where he found out she didn't have a heart attack and they wanted to get more information about her heart.
So the doctors ordered a stress test, which monitors a patient's heart rate, rhythm, and blood pressure while walking on a treadmill. Goldberg ran the lab at the time and noticed that within the first couple minutes, her patient had tightness in her throat and the EKG data became abnormal. Goldberg immediately stopped the test and called the patient's doctor.
I said to him, your patient just was on the treadmill for only a couple of minutes, and I think she has an obstruction to her arteries. And he said to me, wow, I don't think so. She's a woman.
But Goldberg persisted. She knew the patient was a single mom with a high-stress job and a history of high blood pressure.
And I said to him, I don't know. The test results are pretty objective. It's abnormal and she had symptoms. And then the nurse working with me said to the doctor, I'd like to speak with you, because she had been a nurse way longer than I was a cardiologist. And they had a conversation and he came out and he said, Nisa, I agree with you. She needs further testing. And she went on to have a coronary angiogram, and she had a 99% blockage in the artery that supplied the front part of her heart muscle. So she had coronary artery disease. She had heart disease.
This is just one instance that pushed Goldberg to write her book, Women Are Not Small Men: Life-Saving Strategies for Preventing and Healing Heart Disease in Women. And though it debuted over 20 years ago, Goldberg says women still have to push to have their voices heard in medicine.
Like the patient, sometimes my voice wasn't being heard at work. And still, we still continue to have to get people to hear your voice because women do sound different than men. So when I entitled my book, Women Are Not Small Men, it's because I wanted to call attention that women weren't men at all. And they shouldn't be treated less well than men in the healthcare system. And we need health equity, and we continue to have to raise our voices to make sure women get the healthcare they deserve.
You adds that this isn't just a problem for adults. This one-sided research appears in many stages in life, even during puberty.
So as boys develop and they go through their growth spurt, they get a huge boost of testosterone, right? So that means that they emerge from puberty taller, stronger, more powerful because they're putting on muscle mass. And that kind of becomes the norm and like what we expect kids and how they develop. It's almost like a stepwise, like linear path up. Like you're just, you grow, you get stronger, you get faster, because that's what we see in boys. Whereas when we see in girls, it doesn't quite look like that. Again, because yes, their bodies are growing in height, but we're also adjusting to like widening hips and growing breasts, and our different hormones are fluctuating in different ways.
Meaning that their athletic progression looks much different than boys. Instead of a straight path, girls' performance dips and changes throughout their teen years.
And so we then think that there's something wrong with the way that teenage girls are progressing athletically. If their progress stalls, like they must be doing something wrong. They need to double down or they need to lose weight, right? Like that's a big one. And so we do a disservice to girls, I think, when we just keep them or think about them in terms of only this one standard.
Without proper research, women are left in the dark about their own health risks. You says new studies show that girls are more likely to suffer from overuse injuries, burnout, and major injuries like ACL tears. But are these increased risks due to the female body or a lack of preventative research?
I think part of that is due to the fact that we don't understand girls' physiology really well. And we also don't really understand what's appropriate for those bodies that are still maturing, right? Because if you think about it, that maturational phase, it's almost like you're blowing glass, right? And you have this like almost molten form that you're trying to get into this adult form. But while you're still blowing and molding it, it's really pliable and fragile and vulnerable, right? So that's the point in adolescence where we're also asking girls to take on more training, to do more complicated like tumbling passes and gymnastics, to dedicate themselves to sports. So we're almost like asking for it, right? In a way, and setting them up for failure in a way.
Which you believe creates a narrative that the problem is with female bodies instead of the one-size-fits-all training and diet.
The way that we think about injuries so much is, well, if men aren't getting injured and women are, then there must be something wrong with women, right? Like there must be something wrong with our bodies that make us more injury-prone or puts us at greater risk. And 100%, right? There are those anatomical differences. There are those sex-based differences. There are things that may potentially make us more injury prone or like put us at greater risk. But what we haven't really considered is the actual environment around us in which we are actually functioning in.
As more and more studies are coming out about female health, Goldberg says we're finally able to start customizing healthcare to women's needs.
It has to be a mindset in the healthcare system that first, no two patients are alike, and you can't assume that men and women are alike. It's not just about high cholesterol, diabetes, cigarette smoking, lack of exercise, and obesity. In women, we've learned that risk factors that occur during pregnancy, such as preeclampsia, preterm birth, hypertension during pregnancy, or even gestational diabetes can influence that woman's risk for heart disease later on in life.
She believes healthcare needs to broaden its scope to risk factors, even outside of heart health. That will drive women to their doctors so that they can stay ahead of the threats and diseases. Goldberg says she's recently seen a greater effort being made to include women in research, but it's been a slow process to get to this point, and the work isn't done.
It's really interesting. I was at a medical conference recently, and they had a panel on women and heart disease. It's interesting that they kind of used a variation of the title of my book, and you can consider that flattering, but on the other hand, I found it disappointing that we're still talking about this.
Even with this slow progress, female patients need to continue to educate and advocate for themselves to make sure they're being seen as an individual. Yu's book, Up to Speed, is available now. You can find more information about Christine Yu and Dr. Nisa Goldberg on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zafari. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, how space travel is improving life on Earth when Radio Health Journal returns.
Hey, not to be dramatic, but you should smell this. It smells so good.
Whoa, that's quite the reaction to mixing and matching Gain scents. Let's hear another from Ashley, who mixed Gain products and went,
ah, I'm so excited.
Yes, you are. What about you, Isaiah?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And Emily summed it up like so.
It is just chef's kiss.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Mix, match, more happy with Gain.
Lasting impact starts here. With the Home Depot Retool Your School grants, classrooms become modern learning labs. Innovation lounges spark creativity, while welcoming common areas bring everyone together. For nearly two decades, Retool Your School has awarded millions in grants, turning ideas into action and creating spaces where students thrive. Every grant goes beyond upgrading spaces. It uplifts HBCUs and strengthens their communities. Because real impact doesn't just start, it lasts. Learn more about our impactful grants at RetoolYourSchool.com.
Since the 1950s, NASA has been working to unravel the mysteries of space, which means they've accumulated a whole lot of incredible technology. And because of a congressional mandate, they share these innovations through a technology transfer program called SpinOff. It allows researchers to reimagine groundbreaking technology made for space so that they can apply it to bettering life on Earth.
One thing that's really, really great is the offsetting the carbon footprints. I think NASA is doing a lot of great work in terms of, you know, increasing efficiency in space flights. And as we look towards a mission to Mars, how do we keep a low carbon footprint? How do we keep things efficient? Because everything is very compact. And they're utilizing that kind of techniques and novel strategies to also apply that onto Earth so that we can hopefully create a more sustainable future.
That's Dr. Joshua Ong, an ophthalmology resident physician at the University of Michigan and a space medicine researcher. So it may not come as a surprise that one of his favorite inventions to come from NASA's spin-off program is technology that helps correct vision.
So the LiDAR, which was utilized for satellite docking, has been now utilized in LASIK for eye tracking technology because they have to be so precise. I think that that's just like a perfect example of how, you know, kind of technologies that you wouldn't really even think about for Earth, like satellite docking, is now impacting, you know, millions and like tens of millions of patients here on Earth, and to have them see much better without glasses.
Ong has been featured in Forbes 30 Under 30 list for his work with astronaut health.
I was interested in medicine, and I just really enjoyed utilizing pathophysiology and understanding the human body to really help people and serve people, and to hopefully, you know, in some ways, if they're sick or have some diseases, to really understand that and to really use that knowledge to better their lives. And at the same time, while I was exploring that in, you know, undergrad and also eventually going to medical school, I was really interested in space medicine.
During his undergrad, he helped investigate what causes muscle atrophy in astronauts. But as he became more passionate about ophthalmology, Ong switched his focus in space medicine to a specific condition that causes big problems for astronauts' eyes. It's called spaceflight-associated neuroocular syndrome, or SANS for short. It causes a wide range of symptoms, including vision problems, swelling of the optic nerve, and flattening of the eye itself.
Spaceflight-associated neuroocular syndrome, or SANS, is one of the largest physiological barriers to spaceflight. The things that we see in astronauts are the swelling of the optic nerve, which is the connection between the eye and the brain.
Patients on Earth who have a swollen optic nerve can usually blame a tumor or elevated pressure within the skull. If left untreated, it can lead to long-term vision loss.
It's something that's really concerning. Luckily, astronauts have not had permanent vision loss, but definitely that specific finding when it was first described back in 2011 was very, very concerning, and it's become a really large focus of NASA.
Ong says that so far, the swelling of the optic nerve appears to go back down to normal once the astronauts are back on Earth. However, that doesn't mean these men and women are totally in the clear.
There are certain things, such as the globe being a little bit more compressed, that has been shown to essentially persist for many years after coming down. That doesn't necessarily mean that their vision is not correctable to 20/20, but that just is something that we found that's very interesting. In addition, some astronauts that developed these symptoms going into space and then they come back down and some of their symptoms resolve, they go up for a second mission. And we actually see that their symptoms are actually more severe the next time that they go. So the thought is that there's some type of permanent or semi-permanent alteration that occurs in the globe itself that makes them more susceptible to injury if they go up a second time.
Since it seems to be a compounding condition, the pressure is on for researchers like Ong to figure out how to protect the astronauts. And though solving this SANS problem is categorized as one of the highest health priorities for future missions, the cause of the condition is not well understood. One main issue is that it needs to be studied during missions.
So there's no real kind of terrestrial analog. So we can't really study it that well here on Earth. So that limits us. But this constellation of findings that we see in these astronauts is something that we don't necessarily see here terrestrially. The thought is that there is a high intracranial pressure.
The theory is that the increased pressure may be caused by the weightless environment. On Earth, the fluid in our bodies gets pulled down toward our feet as we walk upright all day. Then, when we sleep, the fluid becomes more evenly distributed and flows up to our head. But when astronauts are in space, they're constantly in that state, and the fluid never goes back down to their feet.
So when we have a large headward shift of fluid, and it just stays there for a very long time, the thought is that it can lead to venous congestion and also eventually increased intracranial pressure. We haven't like fully proven that yet. This is a lot of theoretical like theory based off of like biophysics. And obviously it's very difficult to kind of prove that. We're not going to be poking kind of needles into people's like spines to like know their pressure or their intracranial pressure, or at least not yet. And so that's one of the things that we're trying to do. We're trying to develop technologies that are non-invasive for astronauts to kind of understand a little bit more, because if we understand the actual underlying etiology, then we can hopefully solve it.
Ong says researchers are currently focused on correcting the fluid shift astronauts experience through a technique called lower body negative pressure.
So putting basically astronauts into a suit or a kind of large kind of canister like that goes up to your torso, and essentially providing negative pressure to bring the fluid down, or using venous thigh cuffs, basically just putting these large cuffs on your thighs to reduce that pressure going up.
Ong says that Russia's space program is already using similar technology to reduce the risk of heart conditions, but the current goal is to integrate the equipment into the spacesuit itself.
The ones that the Russians used in spaceflight is basically kind of attached to just like the spacecraft itself. And so it's not really mobile, so you just have to kind of just sit there. But if we're able to provide lower body negative pressure in your spacesuit, then that allows for a lot more mobility, a lot more efficiency. So that's currently where we're at. I don't believe that has been deployed yet, but UC San Diego researchers are working on, they're putting out some really great work on kind of their first and second, third iterations of this technology.
However, this progress is still only based on the belief that the intracranial pressure is the issue. Join us next week as Ong reveals more theories, as well as the steps researchers are taking to combat this dangerous condition, and how their findings are helping people on Earth. You can find more information about Dr. Joshua Ong and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies.
To...
I was shopping. Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin Ultra Strong. You can use less, better than the rest. Charmin Ultra Strong. Your booty pass the clean text. Yeah. Diamond wave texture, it's the best. Study up, teach a lesson on fresh. Your booty pass the clean text.
Yes, sir.
Charmin Ultra Strong.
Charmin Ultra Strong with Diamond Weave Texture cleans better than the leading one-ply brand, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
There are lots of reasons to get excited for spring. Warmer weather, get-togethers, and now new spring arrivals from your favorite brands at Macy's. Even more exciting, refresh your beauty routine at our Buy More, Save More event. Pick up new skincare, makeup, and fragrances from Estee Lauder, Valentino, MAC, and more. And save $30 with every $150 you spend. The more you spend, the more you save. Don't wait. Beauty deals this good won't last long. Hurry in to Macy's today. Savings off regular price beauty and fragrance. Exclusions apply.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Medical notes this week. Bacteria could be a key player in the fight against plastic. PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, are used in many consumer products and have been connected to various conditions such as cancer. Thankfully, scientists have discovered a strain of bacteria that can break down these dangerous chemicals and consume them for energy. The researchers are now studying how to further speed up this process. The study is published in the journal Science of the Total Environment. As more states legalize cannabis, you should know how it affects your health. Your oral health, to be specific. New research in the Journal of the American Dental Association reveals that frequent smoking can cause cavities and tooth loss. Smoking marijuana often results in dry mouth, which can lead to tooth decay, since saliva protects against cavities. Another factor may be the sugary foods people tend to eat after using the drug. Still, more research is needed to grasp a long-term picture of the health risks cannabis causes. Does gender affect how we complete our goals? According to a new study in Acta Psychologica, men and women have different strengths to reach success. For men, it's easier to enter into a flow state, and they tend to be more passionate about achieving their goals. Women, however, have a greater drive to reach success. The researchers did see a correlation between drive and flow, regardless of gender. And finally, should women date more for the good of their health? Scientists have discovered that falling in love may boost the female immune system. Research published in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology shows that romantic love increases the activity of genes responsible for antiviral defenses. Upcoming research will show if the same is true for men. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayon Vosta-Betancourt.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like fences. A house with a big yard and a white picket fence was always the dream. But then you saw the price to install a fence and you're wondering if the color is driving the price up. Nobody ever dreams of a beige or a gray picket fence, right? So maybe those fences are cheaper. But no, they're not. Then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds and make all your dreams of a fence come true. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday with some high clouds moving in. Breezy southwest winds up around 25 with highs in the low to mid 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, mid and upper 20s. Breezy again Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. It's 24 at our studios.
Again, welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z. Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And a bridge.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm. Don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing. Grab your body. Woo! Put your right hand out. Give a firm handshake. That one big break. Spread your ear pollution both far and wide. Keep your contributions by your side.
And strong man, stuck man.
Could be a winner, boy, and move quite well.
Strong man, stuck man.
Strong!
Strong man, stuck man.
You got your number down. Keep it all in place. Work your way right into my face. First you try to bend me and make my backbone slide. But when you find you bend me, skip on by, keep on.
Stop it, stop it.
Give me the business all night long.
Stop it, stop it.
I'm
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that you're free. Deep inside your mind, all alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone, where I hear the music, close my eyes, feel the rhythm, wrap around, take a hold of my heart. What a feeling,
run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
She's my name.
Trail Mix 103.1.
There's not much time left today.
There ain't no load that I can't haul.
103.1 FM.
It's the Bucks and the Cavaliers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Cavaliers, the number one team in the NBA's Eastern Conference, 7 o'clock tonight. Now, last night, the Bucks losing to the Orlando Magic in five-serve form, 111-109. That snapped a four-game Bucks winning streak. College basketball, it was Marquette's senior day. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur in attendance. But the Golden Eagles let an eight-point lead slip away, and they lost to number sixth-ranked St. John's, 86-84. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, credit to St. John's. They stayed tough. You know, when you have that type of momentum, you have to keep it going.
In Madison, the Badgers losing at home to Penn State, 86-75. Wisconsin center Stephen Crowell.
I think, like Coach said in the locker room, just the bite wasn't there necessarily. Like he said, to end the end the first half, then all the way through the second half. I just think we didn't have enough grit, enough bite in that second half, and credit to them for taking it to us.
That's the Badger Stephen Crowell with sports on Mike Clemens.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday with some high clouds moving in. Breezy southwest winds up around 25 with highs in the low to mid 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies, mid and upper 20s. Breezy again Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. Right now, it's 25.